Here's a startling truth. Most executives never seriously plan beyond 5 years. They're trapped in what might be called the present forward fallacy, the belief that today's success can simply be extended into tomorrow through incremental improvements. History reveals this pattern everywhere. Early trains looked like stagecoaches on rails. The first automobiles resembled horseless carriages. Goodyear once designed a space station shaped like a giant tire. When newspapers confronted the internet, many simply posted PDF replicas of their print editions, rather than reimagining what news could become. This isn't stupidity, it's human nature colliding with organizational inertia. Our brains are wired for pattern recognition and efficiency, not radical reimagination. Yet the leaders who shape industries don't just manage the present better, they think from the future backward, creating visions so compelling that today's decisions become obvious. Why do smart people make short-sighted decisions? Our mental architecture works against us through bounded rationality, solving problems with only available information, automaticity, ingrained habits, availability bias, overweighting recent data, and confirmation bias, twisting facts to support existing beliefs. Add loss aversion, sunk cost fallacy, and hyperbolic discounting, choosing smaller immediate rewards over larger future ones, and strategic paralysis follows. Organizations amplify these biases structurally. Financial metrics disadvantage breakthrough efforts because risk-adjusted projections for untried products can't compete with established ones on spreadsheets. Leaders fear cannibalization, though as P&G's A.G. Lafley asked, what happens if we don't do it and competitor A, B, or C does? Executives rewarded for short-term profits end up heating their houses by burning the furniture. Breaking free requires recognizing these invisible chains first. Steve Jobs didn't just improve computers. He reimagined Apple as a digital hub for an emerging ecosystem. His systematic vision delivered iPod, iPhone, and iPad, growing Apple's market cap by 6,413% through 2010, despite financial crises. Even as this strategy succeeded, Jobs explored cloud computing's possibilities. This exemplifies future-back thinking, making a clean break from the present to create systemic visions guiding current decisions. Thomas Edison grasped this intuitively. Rather than perfecting the light bulb, he conceived a complete system: generators, meters, transmission lines, substations. His business calculations intertwined with technical experiments, yielding counterintuitive insights like using high-resistance filaments to make the entire system economically viable. Mark Bertolini demonstrated similar thinking at Aetna. Despite financial success, after experiencing healthcare's inefficiencies personally, he declared, "The system doesn't work," and reimagined Aetna's mission as building a healthier world, transforming from a business-to-business claims processor into a consumer-centric partner focused on health outcomes rather than insurance transactions. Vision and strategy are distinct yet interdependent. Vision represents your perspective on future markets and your organization's role in that emerging world. Strategy is the roadmap to get there. Strategy tells you how to win a game. Vision tells you what game you'll play and why it matters. Without strategy, vision floats untethered from action. Without vision, strategy becomes purposeless tactical moves. When Jobs envisioned putting 1,000 songs in your pocket, that vision drove Apple's strategic decisions on technology, design, and market positioning that created the iPod. This future-back approach requires leaders to become learners rather than know-it-alls, embracing uncertainty through a generative learning loop. Satya Nadella transformed Microsoft from a culture of know-it-alls avoiding difficult problems into one of learn-it-alls, encouraging experimentation and learning from failure. Strategic dialogues, structured team conversations that work through ideas iteratively, enable this learning loop. These facilitated discussions require psychological safety, diverse perspectives, mixing veterans with fresh voices, and ground rules emphasizing what could be rather than what is. Converting vision into strategy requires transforming from storyteller to engineer, bringing the future into the present. This happens through three interdependent portfolios. The Future State portfolio projects your enterprise financially at your target end date, translating core, adjacent, and new growth into projected revenues. Setting aspirations requires debate, extend existing goals, or pursue transformative ones, like doubling the business in a decade. Quantify your growth gap between aspirations and what core businesses can deliver, then create 3-4 strategic opportunity areas to fill it. The Innovation portfolio prioritizes initiatives for the next 1 to 3 years across all growth types. Each carries different expectations. Core projects offer limited upside but high certainty. New growth projects represent uncertain but high potential options. The Investment portfolio formalizes resource allocation, dollars, people, and leadership mindshare, setting targets for proportional spending across initiative types. These three portfolios must align perfectly. If you project 30% new growth, your innovation projects must deliver it, and your investments must fund those projects. After defining your future state, work backwards to the present, setting milestones at 2 to 3 year intervals that define what must be true at each stage regarding portfolio mix, capabilities, structures, and initiative maturity. Why does 74% of executives expect their transformative strategies to fail? They jump straight from strategy to execution using existing structures, which distorts outcomes. Breakthrough strategies need programming first, designing components that work as an integrated system. This means formalizing senior leadership as champions, creating organizational models that shield innovation teams from core business pressures, and managing initiatives through explore, envision, discover processes. Senior leaders must actively engage, not delegate. As Panera's Ron Shaich said, the CEO must protect discovery and get this company ready for the future. This demands serious time. Lafley held monthly innovation reviews at P&G. Innovation teams should start small, cross-functional, co-located, fully allocated personnel. 2 people at 100% beats 10 at 40%. They need willing to stick their necks out people, functional experts who are team players, comfortable making quick decisions. These teams report directly to senior leadership, maintaining autonomy from the core business. Many organizations create a new growth board of senior leaders who each champion specific initiatives aligned with their expertise, meeting monthly for dialogue rather than presentations. Organizations can theoretically live forever, regenerating through new business units and technologies, but only if leaders balance managing today while building tomorrow. Even Jeff Bezos acknowledges Amazon's eventual demise despite his relentless day one mentality, fighting stasis through constant innovation and customer obsession. This responsibility for big questions cannot be outsourced to planners or consultants. Leaders must carve out time for questioning assumptions, exploring possibilities, and discovering opportunities. Short-term thinking has become what investor Seth Klarman called one of society's most vexing problems, affecting investment decisions, business strategy, and environmental stewardship. Future-back thinking represents more than a planning tool. It's a fundamental shift in how leaders view their role. While traditional management emphasized efficiency and control, 21st century leadership demands wise stewardship with understanding that leadership is temporary while organizational impact endures. With technological disruption accelerating, this approach must evolve from occasional exercise to continuous strategic management foundation. The future isn't something that happens to you, it's something you create, one decision at a time, starting now.